This guy reminds me a little bit of Bruce Banner in Incredible Hulk. He's calm. He's mild-mannered as he covers the Green Bay Packers. But get Bob McGinn worked up on the Wendy's Big Show. And you don't want to get in the way of that. And he joins us now from BobMcGinnFootball.com. Bob, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Great, guys.
We were talking about Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones before the break, and we were talking about Aaron Rodgers not looking like Aaron Rodgers this year, and we got a tweet, and it said, I laugh when people say Rodgers isn't playing well. 2,700-plus yards, 17 touchdowns, one interception isn't well. Some throws have been off, but come on. This isn't some media-created narrative. Aaron Rodgers doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers, right, Bob? You've seen as much of Aaron Rodgers and quarterback play in the NFL as anybody else.
Yeah, he's not playing to the standards we used to see, early last season and then prior to mid-2015 when he went into that slump. He's just not. And, you know, I think people get a little brainwashed when you watch these network broadcasters come in and, you know, the whole narrative is about him and the whole show, and I get that. That's what drives ratings. But you can't just believe what you hear. These networks are paid billions to do these games, and they're going to take the positive spin on everything.
All right, let's talk about Aaron Jones here. Roger says he wants to, you know, feed Aaron Jones more and that, you know, they haven't been exactly a team that likes to run the ball in the red zone, but now that maybe will change because of Aaron Jones' emergence. When you talk about this Packers team in the red zone and their lack of running the football, where do you think blame lies there? Do you think it's on the coaching staff? Do you think it's on the quarterback? Do you think it's on them just not trusting their offensive line to be road graders down that deep near the end zone when things get tough and tight? Where do you think it goes?
Well, you know, they're concerned about Jones in the passing game, you know, and I mean, his game's not real tight in both blocking and receiving, but I thought he blocked better the last 2 weeks with more reps, more playing time. I think he's done a better job. He's certainly not afraid in blitz pickup, and, I mean, he'll hit anybody, including, you know, 300-pound guys on chips on the way through. So that's been a big factor. And I think just Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers, they're just used to throwing the ball, you know. Once Amon Green was out of Green Bay, Ryan Grant was okay, and Eddie Lacy was pretty darn good for those 2 or 3 years. But they just want to throw it, and that's just kind of their mentality.
You know, I said something on the radio today, not too long ago, because I like Eddie Lacy a lot. Now, of course, he could have stayed in better shape and did more stuff during the offseason, but he didn't. But I remember Eddie Lacy that 1 year, I think Rodgers was out. He damn near carried that offense by himself. And then Rodgers come back, and then Eddie Lacy took more of a back seat. I thought maybe that was the time that Eddie Lacy could have helped out Rodgers a little bit better and incorporate him a little bit more within that offense.
That was 2013, Gary, right, when Aaron had his first broken collarbone.
Right.
And they failed to make the – or no, they made the playoffs on that Lavera game, yeah.
With Eddie Lacy, yes.
Yep. I mean, Lacy just – he just gave the whole organization toughness, you know, Gary?
Yes.
I mean, he totally did. He was a tremendous player here for those two great seasons.
2 years.
Yep. And, and then he let it get away. But other than that, you know, since then they've just kind of gone back to throwing the ball and shotgun and more spread and more RPOs. And this time of year, I mean, if they're really going to go anywhere, they've got to run it more than, well, at midseason it was 32.8%, 31st in the league behind the Giants.
This may sound crazy. Then what running back fits this offense then? What if they were to get the prototype or make one up, what would they be looking for as a running back to fit this offense with Rodgers?
Well, they've always liked bigger guys here, Gary, you know, right, because of the cold weather. That's what Ron Wolf's thing, and then that went over to Sherman and to Ted Thompson. You know, the Browns rookie, this Chubb, who's playing really well right
yeah.
now. They traded Carlos Hyde. I mean, Chubb's a tremendous back, and he's bigger than Jones. So maybe somebody like that.
We talk about where this offense is. We were talking about this off the air a little bit earlier. Would you say the defense is in front of the offense as far as how they're playing at this point?
No.
Look at the numbers, Bob. Look at the numbers.
Pettine's manufactured pressure.
Yeah, he has.
He's done a good job in that department. But we don't know how this safety thing is going to shake out, and is the pass rush going to be there and against good offensive lines? I wouldn't go that far, guys.
I said today, it just feels like smoke and mirrors to me, the defense. I mean, they have numbers, but I don't feel like it's anything dominating to me, the defense.
Nothing you can hang your hat on, huh, Gary?
Right. I mean, Califacro is leading the team in sacks. I mean.
Let me ask you this, though, Bob. We're talking with Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com here on the Wendy's Big Show, as we do every Tuesday. Let's bring it back to where this conversation started. If Aaron Rodgers was playing up to the standard that he set for himself over the course of his career, and this offense was clicking the way we've seen it click when he is playing at that level, would this defense be good enough that we'd be talking Super Bowl for the Green Bay Packers?
No, I don't think we'd be talking Super Bowl, but they'd certainly be an even stronger Super Bowl, you know, contender. I mean, they're going to be, if they can split these next two games where they're going to be an underdog in both, they're going to be favored in four of the last five, depending on what happens to Chicago. They've dominated that series down there. They could be favored in their last five games. Anything can happen. But until Rodgers really elevates his game, and they just find out what they want to do on offense, I don't see him as a Super Bowl contender. Possibility, but not legit, really.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I don't necessarily believe in the Super Bowl contender thing either. All right, so let's go back talking about this defense again, as we were talking about with Mike Pettine and what they've been able to do. I mean, it is pretty remarkable that you're able to pretty much lead the league in sacks and do it without a premier pass rusher, because Clay Matthews is no longer a premier pass rusher. Nick Perry gets paid a lot of money, but he's definitely not getting the job done as far as pressuring the quarterback. I mean, that is remarkable that they're able to do this.
He's got quite a few sacks. You know, they've been able to finish. Their pressure numbers, based on, you know, the numbers I've kept for 25 years, their pressure numbers aren't great, but they do finish. When they get around that quarterback, they have finished. Their blitzers have done a good job finishing, and that's where those sack numbers are. I still don't see them as a real good pass rush team, despite what the numbers say, as Gary, you know, as you suggest, with you got Facro leading the team. But, you know, they had a good inside rush, really, with Dan.
You really didn't get anything back from them this year. Ty Montgomery, I know you let go. You may have got a little. But it just feels like maybe you could have gotten something back this year to help this team, because you know you're void of a lot of players. I mean, I just think they're void of talent at obvious positions. It feels like to me this is a quiet rebuild under Rodgers.
They've added veterans, though, Gary. You know, I mean, they signed Bashaud Breeland. They signed Antonio Morrison. They're giving these guys playing time. They got that Campbell, a fourth-year guy at safety right now. They've added some veterans. No, I don't think it's any – I don't see it as a rebuild. I think that's not a word that would apply in Green Bay. And they're trying to win, and they're trying to win that division. And desperately, I mean, they got jobs up for grabs right now. No, I don't think that's in their lexicon at all.
That's Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com. Check out his work and his fine team's work covering the Green Bay Packers for you at BobMcGinnFootball.com. And he joins us every Tuesday here on the Wendy's Big Show, and we always appreciate it, Bob. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.